The Gemara says in Daf Lamed Hevad Aleph that you can't kill him on Shabbos. And the Gemara looked at the Shabbos, and the Gemara says, "Ein Ritzicha Deiches HaShabbos, Ritzicha is not Deiches HaShabbos, and therefore you can't kill him on Shabbos." Taisus is bothered that L'chayr if you hold Mekalka B'chabura is Pater, Mekalka B'avara is Pater, Mekalka B'chabura is Pater, then it shouldn't be an issue of killing him on Shabbos. It should be Mutter, because Mekalka B'chabura is Pater. And Taisus says that even if you hold Mekalka B'chabura is Pater, Hacha Chashiv Tikkun Deisho Kapara. Over here it's different that since you get a Kapara through the Misa, that's considered a Tikkun, not a Kilkul, because you're getting something positive is happening through this Chabura which is being done. Now the Masham over here brings down a Kasha from the Beis Yitzchak. He's bothered that L'chayr that doesn't help, because the Gemara later on, Nachman Zayin is Mavur, that the Kapara for Chayv Mises doesn't happen by the Misa, it happens by the Ikol, by the Kvura, by the Ikol HaBasar. That's when the Kapara happens. But B'Shas Misa, you don't have a Kapara yet. And Taisa says in Shabbos, Naf Kufav, in order to be considered a Tikkun, you need to have the Tikkun B'Shas HaKilkul has to be happening at the same time. The fact that the Tikkun happens later on is not enough. So L'chayr over here, the Tikkun is happening L'chayr Zman, B'Shas Misa itself, there is no Tikkun when he's being killed. So what does Taisus mean that because of Kapar is considered a tikkun l'chayr, the Kapar doesn't happen until later on? And I was thinking that maybe the pshat could be that even though the Gemara says that tikkun, the Kapar doesn't happen until there's kvura, ikol habasar, but avada, the ikur Kapara happens when there's misa. The misa itself is what's mechaper, but there's a tenai that it's not nigmar, it's not fully niskaper until the ikol habasar takes place. But once ikol habasar takes place, now l'mafre, we view the Kapara starting from the shas misa, and the Misa itself is the Haskalas HaKapara. And the Misa itself is the Mechaper, just B'tanai, that the Basa ends up being the Sakal. And I think it's very Meduic like that in Rashi. And later on, Daf Mem Zayin, Rashi says, by the B'maskal Misa B'kvar B'inan im Nikvaru Mechaperes Misasan Alein. If they're Nikvar, then the Misa is Mechaper. So it's not the Pshat that the Kvar is Mechaper, the Misa is Mechaper, but B'tanai that you have a Kvura. Once a Kvur happens, now we view the Misa as being a Mechaper because that Misa led to a Kvura. So if that, you could say that that's considered that the Kilkul and the Tikkun are at the same time, because the Misa itself is a Mechaper, just one long Kapara process from the Misa until the Ikol, and it's not Nigra until it's Nisakal. But once it's Nisakal, then we view the Misa itself as being a Mechaper, and for that reason it's considered already a Tikkun B'Shas HaMisa.